Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies. I am so excited to start back up the Bible study online. Some weeks it just gets so busy and so hectic, but I'm praying to the Lord to really be more consistent with the Bible studies. I just have a lot of responsibility sometimes, but I'm not using it as an excuse. But nevertheless, I am your host, Sonia Walker, and I am the founder of the Essence of a Woman's Ministry. And so welcome to our Women's Online Bible Study. I have been teaching on the power of self-perception. The power of self-perception. And so tonight we're going to continue in that vein with the subtopic of I believe in me. I believe in me. What is believe? The definition of believe is to hold something as true, to take in a mental image, to believe in your heart that something is true. And so oftentimes we are not taught to believe in ourselves. We are taught to believe in everybody else, to support everybody else, to encourage everybody else, except for ourselves. And so tonight we're really going to start digging into what do you really believe about you? What do you really say in your heart when no one is looking? What do you really think about yourself? How do you really feel about your life and where you are? What would you like to change? Where do you want to go? What do you believe in God for? Because what I'm learning is you can believe God for something, you can pray and ask the Lord for something, but if you don't believe it in your heart, you're not going to receive it. So it's not enough to just say, I believe God, I believe that he has a plan and a purpose for my life, I believe this or that, but in your heart says something else. And so we're going to come from the scripture, Proverbs 23 and 7. Remember that all of your scriptures are on the website. And this week I'm actually going to start giving lessons, things that we need to do throughout the week that could kind of help us define more and learn more and study more and become more of who God wants us to be. So our scripture again is Proverbs 23 and 7. It says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. I want you to underline, think, heart, so is he. So what you think in your heart, that's what you are. It's not based upon what other people perceive you to be. It's not what other people think about you. It's not what other people say to you. It's not your circumstances. It's not your situation. It's not your past. It's not your childhood. It's not what you've gone through, but it is what you have taken on as a belief to be true. Okay? So the definition of perception is a way of regarding, understanding, or interpreting something, a mental impression. So oftentimes we take things on. We take in what everyone says. We take in what we see. We take in our situation and our circumstances, and we start to believe that maybe what they're saying about me is true. Because what I've learned in studying the power of self-perception, the Lord revealed to me that perception alone has no power. It is when you take what you see and when you take what you heard on as a belief. What is a belief? something that you believe is true. When I take on, and when you take on what we see, situations, circumstances, when you take that on as true, it becomes a so is he. Okay? When you take things on that you heard, if you take it in and it becomes a belief, it becomes a so is he. See, you have to be careful. That's why gossip is not good for you. That's why you have to be careful who you allow to speak into your life. You have to be careful of what you open up yourself to, because it'll become a belief, and that belief will become a so is he. So you will begin to believe what you heard and believe what you see. So we have to remember that perception, again, has no power unless you take it on as a belief. That means that you don't have to believe everything you see, and you don't have to believe everything you hear. I've had some people to say to me, Sonia, I think God wants you to do this. Out of love and respect, I love you, but no, he didn't tell me to do that. Am I being funny? No. Am I being rude? No. Because it is the truth that will set you free. The truth is, I'm not going to take what you say on just because you said God said. Because why would God go to you to tell you what he wants me to do? Doesn't make sense, does it? So be careful of people who say God said. God said for you to do this, and God said for you to do that. People come to you, it should only be a confirmation of what God has already said to you. Because why? He believes in me. Therefore, I have to believe in me. That when God tells me to do something, when God lays something on my heart, I have the responsibility to take it on either as the truth or not being the truth. So if God said to you for you to do A, B, and C, you have to take that on as a belief so that it can become a so is he. But oftentimes we are more acceptable of what people say and what we see as the truth as opposed to believing what you believe you heard God say. When it comes to what God has said to you, there's 1,000 questions. There's 1,000. You want confirmations. You want 1,000,000. Okay, God, show me. Because we want everything to be perfect. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We walk by faith and not by sight. So when we take on what people say, and when we take on situations and circumstances, that's in the natural. We will believe the natural before we believe the supernatural. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We walk by faith and not by sight. Lord, even though I can't see and or I have yet to see what you said, I heard you, therefore I believe you, and therefore I am going to walk this out by faith. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. It is interesting to me that people do not, people get upset with me. I'm going to use me. People get upset with me when I tell them that I don't believe what you're saying to me. People get upset when I say, no, God didn't tell me to do that. I'm not that easy. You can't just walk in my life and start telling me, thus says the Lord. Why? Because I have a personal relationship. It's not pride. I'm telling you, I have a personal relationship with the Lord. So therefore, why would he go to you to tell you something about me? Because why? He's not a gossiper. He's sovereign. Sovereign means that he can do whatever he wants to do. He don't have to. When he called Moses, he went to Moses. When he called Joshua, he went to Joshua. When he called David, he went where? To David. See, sometimes it's hard for us to really believe that God has called us to do something. Because we glamorize certain gifts. If you don't sing, if you're not a preacher, if you're not writing a book, if you're not own a business, if you're not doing all these things, then maybe he really doesn't want to use me. But every good and perfect gift comes from above. So you have to believe that whatever God gifted you with, you have to take it on as truth. And then you have to walk it out. Nobody can fulfill your purpose but you. Nobody can make your dreams come true but you. Because here's the thing, if you don't believe in you, no one else will. If you don't believe that you're able, guess what? No one else will. No matter how many people tell you that you are absolutely gorgeous, if you don't believe it, what they say really don't matter. So the truth is, and the question is, what do you really believe? What do you say to yourself when no one is around? What do you say within yourself, to yourself, about yourself? Do you say more negative things? Then you say positive? Do you criticize yourself even though you just put on a beautiful, beautiful dress and you just got your hair done and you just got your nails done? You look absolutely amazing. Is that a cover up? Because how do you truly feel? What do you truly believe? I'm going to go back to Proverbs 23:7. Most of the time, I just read the A verse of verse 7. But I want to read Proverbs 23:7 in its entirety. It says, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, says he. but his heart is not with thee. It's interesting that oftentimes we say we believe God. We say we trust God. We say we have faith. We say that we know that he has a plan for us. We say that he has a purpose for us. And the truth of the matter is our heart is far from it. So you're saying things that you really don't believe. You're saying things that you really don't believe is true. In Genesis chapter 3, let me go back. In Matthew chapter 15, again, the scripture is going to be online. He says, it's not what goes in a man that defiles him, because he likens it to food. He said, it's what you eat goes in your stomach and is digested. It comes out as waste. He said, but what the problem is, it's not what goes in you that defiles you, but it's what comes out of you, out of your mouth. For out of the mouth, the heart speaks. Right? So it's not what you hear, it's not what you see, because a lot of what we hear and what we see should be eliminated. It should be like food. It go in, we digest it, and it comes out as waste. But what we do is we take what we see, we take what we hear, we eat it, we swallow it, we digest it, we regurgitate it, and it comes back out. Because you took it in to your heart. So now it's defiling you. What you say is defiling you. What you heard is defiling you. Because it's not what goes in. It's not what you hear. It's not what you see. It's what comes out of you. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. God has given us the ability and the power to speak life. But oftentimes we're all guilty of it. Blessings and cursings come out of the same mouth. Truth and lies come out of the same mouth. But one is going to cancel out the other. The negative will always cancel out the positive. Lies will always cancel out the truth. In Genesis chapter 3, God instructs Adam, and Adam tells Eve that they're not supposed to eat the fruit of this tree, because if they do, they will surely die. The enemy comes along, and he talks to her hearing, and she listens to what he says. And he says, did God really tell you? Because, see, that's what he'll do. He'll come into you, and he'll say, wait a minute. Did God really tell you that your marriage was going to work? Did God really tell you that one day, beautiful, that he was going to send the husband that you've been dreaming of? Did God really tell you to go back to school? Did God really tell you that your children are going to be all right? Did God really tell you that trouble don't last always? Did God really tell you that weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning, and that this too shall pass? Did God really tell you that you're more than a conqueror? Did God really tell you that you're more than able? Did God really say? And we open up our ears because he said God. We open up our ears. Thank you, God. We open up our ears to people just because they hashtag God. And because we opened up our ears, because Eve opened up her ears to the enemy who just hashtagged God, she took it on as a belief. She began to question what she heard God tell her. I just told you, lies cancels out truth. She took the lie of the enemy on as a belief, and she ate the fruit. The Bible says that her eyes was open. That means her perception changed. See, when you let people in your ears, if you listen to that foolishness long enough, it will change your perception of what God told you and what you believe was true. And then we start feeding those that are closest to us lies. Because did she not turn around and offer that to Adam? See, be careful of people who are always hashtagging God, wrapped and covered in a lie, and you taken on as a belief. And then you turn around and give it to someone else. Because what I've learned is that the enemy cannot use people you don't know. He will use people who are near and dear to you. See, because God told Adam not to partake of the fruit. As the husband, it was his responsibility to tell Eve. But the enemy knew he couldn't get to Adam. So he used the person that was closest to him, Eve, to change his belief system and to change his perception of what he knew to believe that God had said. Let me tell you, sometimes the enemy will use people in your life who are closest to you, who are near and dear to you, as the ones who will change your belief about yourself. Recently, I had so many people telling me that, Sonia, God wants you to do this, and God wants you to do that. And, oh, Sonia, you know, this is going to be great. And, oh, my God, Sonia, I knew it, and I knew all these things. And my question was, how did you know? And I didn't. Am I being funny? No. I've just prayed for boldness. So you know what I did? There were so many people speaking in my ear and saying things and so many things that the enemy was trying to show me. One day I said, Daddy, the enemy is trying to confuse me. And the enemy is trying to get me to do things that I don't want, that I don't believe that you told me to do. And they're using your name to try to get me to do it. I prayed and I asked the Lord to kill the noise. Help me to see what only you want me to see. Help me to hear. Kill the noise. Kill the noise. I don't want to hear what they have to say. Because if I do what they say, it's going to get me in trouble. Kill the noise. I don't want to hear that anymore. I just want to do what you call me to do. That's hard enough. Let alone with other people trying to instruct me. Am I being rude? No. The Bible says, guard your heart. Guard it. For out of it flows the issues of life. You have to guard your gates, your eyes, your ears from things that are not going to serve you well, that are not going to build you up, that's not going to encourage you, that is not going to lead you to the place that God has for you. Sometimes you just have to kill the noise and let it go. Stop listening to everything everybody says. Stop reading what everybody posts. Stop it. Just because they went and got something off of Google don't mean that they believe what they posted. See, I'm learning that self-help is okay. But we need to get back into the presence of the Lord. I'm not talking about 5 second, 5 minute, 10 minute. What I'm talking about is truly time for us to get back seeking Him. To get to that place where we know it's Jesus Christ. Because it's in Him that we live, it's in Him that we move, and it's in Him that we have our being. The only way that we can become who God has called us to be is to get in His presence. The Bible says in His presence is the fullness of joy. See, our intelligence, that's not gonna get it, because we're not smart enough. We need the mind of Christ. We can't do things in our own intellect. We need the mind of Christ. We can't do things in our own will, because our own will has gotten us in trouble. We need His will to be done. So if we are going to believe in us, then we have to understand that greater is He that is within us than he that is in the world. Do you really believe God? Do you really believe that He has a plan and a purpose for your life? Don't compare your gifts to nobody else. He said that every good and perfect gift comes from Him. It's not going to be what people say. It's not going to be what you hear from people. It's not going to be from social media. It's not going to be from your closest friends. It's not going to be from your family. You will become who you believe you will become. If you don't believe it, you're not going to become it. But if you believe what God said about you, then you will become a so is He. And everything that God ever promised you will come past. Beauties, our time is up, but we will continue on next week. Remember, online would be your scriptures, and it will be your assignment for the week. God bless you and have a great day.